Cyclists are becoming increasingly impatient with Philadelphia's slow pace of installing and upgrading the city's bike lane network. Despite lobbying and protests, City Council and the mayor have lagged on authorizing new or improved bike lanes. Frustrated with politicians, cyclists are now turning to the courts. Jim Saxa of WHYY's Planned Philly reports.
Here's something you don't hear a lawyer say every day.
I did not know that that would be a result of this litigation.
Especially not when his client's happy.
This is definitely a good outcome.
Cyclist Kyle Leach and his attorney, Stuart Leon, filed a lawsuit against the parking valets outside the new Fairfield Inn and Suites in Center City, Philadelphia. You see, there's a bike lane right in front of the hotel, and guests constantly park in it instead of using the valet stand on the other side of the street. So Leon went to work.
I sued to get the valet activities out of the bike lane.
And the valet company's owner, Dan Bell, decided to settle.
So we've all agreed to work together to make sure that we can put a permanent, delineator post.
Bell will pick up the $3,500 tab for installing the plastic barriers, which can help keep cars out of bike lanes. He's a cyclist himself.
We're all for that. We want to make sure that Uber, Lyft, and other random vehicles aren't pulling up in the zone and blocking that bike lane.
The handshake agreement still needs Philly Streets Department to sign off. Attorney Leon says he's gotten a verbal okay from officials, but they declined to comment, saying that they had not yet, quote, received any formal paperwork regarding this matter. For years now, bike safety advocates have pressed the city's elected officials for more protected bike lanes. But some residents and businesses don't like them because unprotected bike lanes make for handy short-term parking spots. And because voters seem pretty evenly divided on the issue, politicians haven't done much. So, feeling let down by the city's executive and legislative branches, the cyclists are turning to the judiciary to make things happen. And they're using lawsuits against private entities, not the city, to do it. Leon says this lawsuit might be the first of many.
I am willing to file these lawsuits wherever else I think it can result in a protected bike lane.
It's unclear whether similar suits would succeed if defendants decide to put up a fight. But lawyers cost more than plastic, so the threat of litigation may be all the cyclists need. Jim Saxa, WHYY News.